This is the Business Opportunities Weekend Wrap-Up for December 11th, 2010. I'm Rich Whittle. We started off the week with a story about the Salvation Army experimenting with new cashless holiday kettles, featuring an attached credit card reader that accepts credit and debit cards and prints a receipt. Even better than the convenience factor, the average donation increased from $2 to about $15 when credit or debit cards were used. And we told you about Bryce Gunderman, who dreamed up a way to tame cell phone cord clutter by inventing an outlet cover plate with a shelf to hold the phone. And he got a patent at the ripe old age of 8 years old. Bryce wants to use the money from his invention to buy hockey tickets. The New York Times explored the question, could today's unemployed be tomorrow's unemployable? The Labor Department reports that people out of a job for less than 5 weeks are three times more likely to find a job than people unemployed for more than a year. We also told you about Amy Reynolds and her clever new business, Teamwear Totes. She takes old sports jerseys and turns them into unique tote bags, pillows, or cinch sacks, a great way to recycle clothing and make a buck. We told you about Zami Duckman. He never went to college, and he used his credit card to start Fresh Diet, a national food delivery service which employs more than 130 people and is on course to generate $15 million in revenue this year. We brought you the Gyrobike. The bike replaces the front wheel of a bicycle with a motorized spinning disc which creates a force called gyroscopic precession. In practice, it makes a bike really stable at low speeds. No need for training wheels for your kids. We brought you a story from Inc.com about some entrepreneurs that are banking on bacon. Like Rocco Lusbrock, he founded Bacon Freak in late 2008, and the site now hosts the Bacon of the Month clubs, as well as several other bacon-centric products. He runs the business full-time and hosts a series of other bacon sites, including the Bacon Today blog. His company also developed Bacon Jerky and has acquired Bacon.com, a competitor bacon club. And finally, two Wisconsin entrepreneurs are hoping to jump on the lucrative Snuggie blanket success. Tyler Galansky and Dave Hibbler, 25-year-old founders of Forever Lazy, peddle their fleece, footless, hooded adult onesie pajamas online and are projected to earn more than $500,000 by the end of this year. That's it for this week. We'll be back again next Saturday with more interesting stories from Dane Carlson's Business Opportunities weblog. Thanks for listening.